escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas. JoJo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, it's Harper at the half. Halfway through the Bryce Harper contract. Is this thing and can this thing be a success without a World Series? You know, I think it's pretty clear it's been a success so far. I think most of us would agree with that. The first 6.5 years, like if you'd said to me the day he signed, first 6.5 years, there's an MVP, there is a trip to the World Series, there's another trip
not
to the NLCS.
Look.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
say we're heading in the right direction. The question is, what if this is it? What if we've already seen the best? There is no
as
World
good
Series.
As it gets. What if this is good as it gets?
What if it's as good as it gets? Will we remember this as a success? I say yes. Hugh Douglas, Mr. Ring. I mean, you've become Mr. Ring culture guy. You've become that.
The audacity for a guy that's never won.
That's the ironic part. That is funny.
But I wanted to win one.
Well, so Bryce wants to win. They all want to win.
No, I mean, you want to win, but I would say this. If I had the cachet that Bryce has and I could make the moves that Bryce made, I would have got a receiver a long time ago. I'd have got, like, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, you mean with the Eagles?
With the Eagles.
Yeah, you would have added a receiver for T.O.
We'd have did that a while ago.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, I think, is a guy that when I think of this Phillies team from afar, when I was in Atlanta, and some of the moves that were made, that was Bryce Harper's doing.
Yeah, I mean, the Real Muto re-signing, getting Trey Turner. I mean, you draw a direct
one
line.
One of the absolute most influential Phillies that I've ever seen. So that's why for me, when I think of him and I think of his tenure here, when it's all said and done, if he doesn't win a championship, yeah, it's not a success.
See, I understand your point on that. I would feel like it. But if these players had all come in here and stunk and they were a losing team, I think that would be a significant knock on them. They're good. I mean, like, are they as good as we want? Are they all worth the money? That's a separate conversation. But the team's good. And they're a contender, and they have been for years now. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, joining us right now on the phone line here is Jack Fritz, of course, of the afternoon show. Also, Fritz at Six, also the author of Ring the Bell, one of the co-authors, How the Philadelphia Phillies Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. I hold the book up here for the YouTube audience to see.
Okay,
Jack
nice
joins
cover.
Us. Yeah, and one of the chapters in the book, Hugh, is about the pursuit of Bryce Harper. Of course, Jack was with me on the evening show back then. Harper at the half. Jack, does it make you feel old that we're halfway through this thing?
It sure does. I mean, I think I was 24. I think it was 24 or 25 when we did that, and we had no idea what we were doing. And now look at us. Your show is doing great. I can't beat Joe Cameron at golf. Things are going well.
Yeah, we still have no idea what we're doing, just in a different way now. All right, Jack, before we get to the Philly stuff and your book and Harper, tell us where you're at mentally right now. We know we have a big baseball match coming up next Wednesday, you against the camera. Obviously, golf didn't go well. You addressed that. Where are you mentally as you prepare for baseball now?
Oh, we're good. Yeah, no, it was a bad moment. It was a bad moment. It's a mental game, hard game, tough game. Found a video of Tiger Woods making a 10 on a par 3. That made me feel good. And, you know, like I threw the other day, arm feeling spry. Probably threw like 40-some strikes out of 50 pitches. So I've been really annoyed by this week. It's been a very trying week for the questions of my mental toughness. I think we've held together pretty well. And we're going to take this thing back 1-1 and have it heading down the stretch run with me and some wind at my sails.
I like that. There's some confidence there at the end. So I want to throw this at you. You've probably thought about this, but I think you really need to hone in on this. Jack, are you prepared for Joe not to swing next week? Like, you got to throw strikes. Because I just judging by the way Joe handled golf and what the video I saw, I feel like he might just wait for you to walk him. Are you ready for that strategy from DeCamera?
Yeah, I'm expecting it. Okay. That's why I got to get strikes early. Strikes early, force him to swing the bat, or maybe he'll just stand there and take them all. But yes, I think once you get in a rhythm pitching, you feel much better about how stuff's playing. So yeah, no, I am fully prepared for that. I am fully prepared for him complaining about the freaking error or whatever going his way and that counting. He's going to pull out all the tricks in the book. So it's going to be annoying. Golf was really annoying. But I just got to keep my head on straight and make sure that we're delivering strikes.
So if I'm not mistaken, would you say you've been throwing? Who have you been throwing to, and who's been kind of like gauging your pitches a little bit to see if they're coming across the plate?
Well, as an alum of the Westchester Adult League, I've been able to find some Westchester Adult League kids that can still catch. So I've been throwing to them. You know, I've been throwing to them. The one guy I've been throwing to actually coached back in the day. So it's been a little bit of that, a little bit of long toss. Got off the mound the other day for the first time. We're going to Plymouth White Marsh on Saturday to get used to the mound there. So we're progressing in the right direction. I played one round of golf before Sunday, and I played like twice last year. So I'm certainly ratcheting up the seriousness heading into this one.
All right. I'm feeling better about backing you in this. I like what I'm hearing.
Good. I mean, geez, it's been a whole week of you questioning everything about me.
Well, no, hold on. You know I have to call it like it is. Even if I like a player, I have to, if they stink,
yeah,
what am I supposed
again,
to say?
Once again, this is what you do. You're just like the wind. One week the Phillies suck.
Yep.
The next week they're the greatest team ever. I mean, would you stand on business one time?
New information, new opinions, Jack. I mean, I can't do it any different with you. I'm rooting for you, but if you stink, what am I supposed to come on here and say? Like, leave them alone? No, you stunk it up on the golf course. You know it. I know it. I have to be real about it. All right, Jack, let's be real about Bryce Harper. 6.5 years in, I think it's been a great success so far. But, Jack, if this ends without a World Series, is the Bryce Harper era a success?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's already been a success. Obviously, you won't win a title. That's the goal. But I think what Bryce has done, just from transforming this organization into a big boy organization, has aside from what he's done on the field, and yeah, I agree with a lot of people. I mean, we might have seen the best of Bryce Harper, totally. And I hope that's not the case. I love Bryce, but that risk thing is really, really worrisome. It reminds me a lot of like the Utley knee situation, where they don't really know what's wrong. It might just be a degenerative wrist. No idea. But from what he's brought this franchise and from what he kind of pulled them out of and helped pull them out of, I think it's been an overwhelming success. He had the big moment at 22 that people are never going to forget. He had the attaboy moment. He's been one of the biggest and best postseason players of modern baseball. So I think it's already been a success on the field and then off the field. I think he's really helped put the Phillies back on the map and got them well positioned for the future as well.
Yeah, what you said there about putting them back on the map. I was trying to illustrate earlier how dead they were before he got here. I mean, I remember the shows we would do, and we spent 4 months talking about Bryce Harper rumors because they had nothing else. I mean, we were talking ourselves into Nick Williams and Aaron Altair. They really, for a good franchise and one that spends a lot of money, Jack, they had fallen so far there, and it just, I thought about when they signed him, the excitement, and then that first opening day the next year was like baseball came back to Philadelphia after being gone for a while.
Yeah, I mean, who could forget the Altair versus Nick Williams debates or the Pivetta versus Eflin debates, and were we pro-Dubel or not? I mean, Gabe, I think, reinvigorated some baseball conversation in the city because we went from zero analytics to almost all analytics, and I don't think anyone was prepared for it. But they were a really, really down and out franchise that was trending towards just, an abyss. Like, no one remembered how fun it was to be a Phillies fan. And, you know, Bryce started it, but obviously the run in 2022. I mean, I remember that first game back against the Braves. It was like everyone in the city was just like, oh, wow, postseason baseball is the best. So, yeah, I just, he brought them out of a really dark timeline.
Yeah, he did. And now they're in a great era for them. Hopefully they get over the hump and win a World Series, but they're in a great era. All right, Jack, before we let you go, and we know you'll be on with the afternoon show today, tell us about the book, Ring the Bell. It's out now. I have my copy here, How the Philadelphia Phillies Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. What is it like to be an author, and what was your favorite chapter when you were writing this thing?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of, I guess, surprise. I would say not a surprise that I lost to the camera, but there's been a lot of surprise from the people that have read it. I think even Jill, who I think believes in me, you know, she was reading through it. I think she thought I was down there at 5 a.m., you know, typing with one finger, you know, very slowly. Like I didn't.
So she was kind of impressed that you pulled off a book?
Yeah, because I don't exactly exude brilliance. I would say that's a fair description of myself. But, you know, it's written in a real, at least my Kevin's a way better writer than I am. Kevin's written books before. He did a great job. Like, my side is strictly just fan emotion stuff. So, you know, I think looking through it, it's like a fun encyclopedia-ish type look. We started in 1964. I'm not going back to 1883. We don't have time for that.
Well, no one listening went back there either, so you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. But yeah, I would say the favorite chapter really was what 08 was great. I wrote the 08 chapter, but reliving 09, 10, and 11 and like remembering the, are going through the finite details in the middle of seasons and how people were feeling. I mean, the things that are written about that team that ended up where they ended up were pretty shocking. Like, no one seemed to believe in the Phillies, but I remember during that time, it felt like everyone believed in the Phillies, but at least by the newspaper standards, it's not much belief that the Phillies were going to go on a run. So just kind of remembering how even the best team in Phillies history had some of their down moments during a season and trying to put that into perspective with the team that we have now.
Well, I'm excited to read it, Jack, and proud of you for writing it. How Philadelphia Philly Built Baseball's Best Fan Base. Ring the bell. Check it out. Jack, good luck next week. I'll be off next week, so I'll be watching from afar. Good luck, and please, we gotta at least make this a match here. You can't go down 0-2. I mean, just win this, all right?
Yeah, well, I'll be off forever if I lose on Wednesday. So how about that?
Right. So enjoy the show this week, because you might never hear him again. Jack, we'll see you soon. All right, there he goes. Jack Fritz.
I like that. He sounds confident.
He does. The confidence is back. Yeah, good job,
yeah,
Jack.
That's good job.
It's the first time I've heard him sound confident since what happened on Sunday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, he needs that. Yeah. He needs that bounce back. Yeah. I feel better about
him.
I was a little worried about Jack.
I know. Well, I think we all were. I mean, based on what happened on Sunday. So Jack's with me. This thing is a success, even if Bryce Harper doesn't win a World Series here. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, I just saw a headline I feel like we need to react to before we get back to everyone's phone call on Bryce. Did you see this? So you know how, Hugh, I would say over the last, three or four years, we've had more gambling issues with current players, like illegal gambling, which obviously now it's legalized, so it's a lot easier for this to happen. So we had Isaiah Rogers, the former Eagle corner, who got suspended for a season. Now he's with the Minnesota Vikings. Just this past week, Malik Beasley, who was a player on the Pistons last year. He's
done.
He might be done. Well, we now have a Major League Baseball player who's in some hot water. So I saw a headline here from Ken Rosenthal. Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz placed on leave due to MLB betting investigation. I think he pitched against the Phillies earlier this season. When the Phillies were in Cleveland, I think they played a Sunday night game.
Pretty sure Luis Ortiz
was the guy on the mound. So, we'll kind of sort through the details of this. But, Hugh, I don't think this is going to stop. Like, it's so easy to do now. Like, I was reading some of the details of the Malik Beasley thing, the former Piston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it started a few years ago with Porter, right? Jonte Porter. He was one of the first ones to get caught on this.
Yeah.
Like, if it's as simple as you control your own props, right? Like, one player can't control the outcome of a game. But you know, like, players have props, right? They have props on how many threes they're going to make, how many points they're going to score. A pitcher has props on how many strikeouts he's going to have. The line there between the ability to gamble on a game or not, like, they control this. Are you surprised that this keeps happening?
I am, because I look at it like this. Why would you take the chance?
It seems like it's not worth it. I'm with you.
It's especially when you talk about the money that you're making. You're making decent money.
Even if you're not a star, you're making
because I'm thinking, like, you're somewhere, maybe a meal, a couple meal. That's more than the average person makes.
Of course, that's a lot
of money. So why are you taking chances on betting? Like, I don't understand that. For the thrill of it, I know. Listen, I'm a $2 bettor, and I know people give me heat for betting only $2. But that's my comfort zone. That is my comfort level. But if it's anything, here's the bottom line for me. If it's something that's going to affect the bottom line, then don't do it. Because your career is the bottom line. You know, and if you get that sting of being a gambler and it gets you suspended and all that other stuff, hard to bounce back from that.
So I clicked into the story here. A Guardians pitcher, Luis Ortiz, has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through the end of the All-Star break as a result of an MLB investigation. Now, no one is commenting until the investigation is concluded. Obviously, they're something's come up here. They're wondering if he actually did something. They're going to investigate.
The timeline, the tea leaves, or whatever. They're trying to get the paper trail.
And he was supposed to start in the next couple days, and obviously that's not going to happen now. So we'll follow this, but it keeps happening. NFL, NBA, now maybe one in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who we were supposed to see last night at the game. You know, we gave away tickets a couple weeks ago to the Phillies game last night, or it's supposed to be Tuesday, got pushed back to last night. So we were there hanging out at Pass and Stowe, and I thought Black Gritty was going to come by. Maybe he just went to his seats. We didn't get to catch up with him, but we got him right now. What's up, Black Gritty?
You guys never went to your seats. I was cooking up there like a roast pig, you know what I mean? I had to go down and find my peoples in the club suite. I came in on the first side base. I wasn't walking all the way over to y'all.
We were waiting for you.
Well, Hugh, I need my Hugh hug. You didn't have to get my Hugh hug, so I'm a little upset about it. But the game was beautiful.
The fireworks was
amazing.
Max Kepler had a home run. It was a good night.
It was a good night. I was there in spirit. You know it was hot. I wasn't taking that trek all the way around for y'all, you know what I mean?
To see Hugh Douglas?
I parked where I was supposed to be at and everything. You got to be walking all the way around the park in that hotness. Oh, come on, baby. I'm not doing it.
This is the part of the show where I don't take accountability.
Yeah, that's what happens.
We about to throw Walt under the bus.
Oh, we're going
to
do that?
I'm going to do that right now because Walt didn't tell us where y'all was sitting.
So here's what happened. Here's the truth. Walter told me in person the section you were in a few days ago. I forgot.
Oh, that's the truth?
Yeah. He told me.
The lie is better.
He told me in person. But you forgot. I forgot. But there's also a paper trail of emails, and in none of those emails was the section put. I checked. Because we were going to come see you, Black Gritty.
No.
And then I was like, I don't know where they are.
We knew that Black Gritty was there. I said, Black Gritty is here. But we thought. Me and Joe sat at the bar.
For a while.
Because we thought that, from what we were told, that everybody was going to meet at Pass and Stowe.
And then we were there.
Yeah, and nobody
you
came.
You stood us up is what happened.
Yeah, that's where we go with that.
To his credit, he did send that text, but the seats are on the direct opposite side of the park. And it's too hot to make that walk, bro. Like, I'm not walking around there to have to walk back and then go up steps to get to my seat.
Yeah,
you
I get it.
Your man
all right, so here, yeah, here's what happened.
I forgot my
time. While we're throwing people under the bus, what should have been articulated to us was, hey, they're in this section. Maybe you want to pick a bar really close to that section, and then that would have made more sense. Instead,
there you go.
Yeah, it didn't work out like that. All right, well, we're happy you enjoyed the game. All right, what do you think about Bryce Harper?
So first things first, The block party thing, I got invited to a block party in Philly. They got passing streets. I'm not going.
That's a hell of a deterrent.
Forget your party. I'm not going. You stay inside where it's safe. Secondly, Hugh, the difference between HBCU and everywhere else, HBCU, imagine yourself in a jazz club in a movie. You just out there partying and living. That's the HBCU experience. The other experience is a gathering in somebody's backyard when they ain't even got no forks and utilities. I mean, that's what the regular life is like. The HBCUs, they be rocking. Bryce Harper, thank you for choosing me. I said it ever since the day he signed here. Nobody ever just comes to Philadelphia. No, not Saquon. So I can say thank you, Saquon, for choosing me. But nobody ever just comes here. Bryce came here. He changed the whole world of Philadelphia baseball. A pander king all you want to. This is his bud now. He got Wawa coming out of his nose. The fanatic is his best friend. I know it in my heart. I love Bryce Harper. And during regular season, they got MVP. He's done a lot of things. But in the postseason, he's given us some of the most memorable moments available. He can't do everything by himself. He deserves a championship. He needs a championship. And he needs to get one while Will is here. Will, don't leave it, man. I know what you said. Don't go. Oh, he's so good. You got to get this guy World Series. Thank you, Bryce Harper, for choosing me. Nobody ever comes to Philadelphia unless we trade for him or pay for him or draft somebody who don't want to be here. So you better shut up if you don't love Bryce Harper, because that guy saved baseball in this city. Woo! He don't deserve no attention, though. He ain't earned that yet.
Tell him, Black Critter. See, now, see, you listen to that? Were you listening to all that?
He said what?
He chose Philadelphia. Yeah, he chose the Phillies.
Yeah, and he chose some of his teammates as well.
Yeah, he did. And that team. Well, yeah, well, that team's good.
That's why I want him to choose a little bit of pepper with the salt. You know, I need more flavor in my season, Bryce. Turn off the country music. Let's get some jazz, some hip hop. Let's do something like that. I love you guys. You owe me my hug, brother. I'm going to come find you. I'll talk to y'all.
You got it, Black Critty. We appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the game last night. He's right. I mean, that is a part of the story. The Phillies didn't draft Bryce Harper. They didn't trade for Bryce Harper. He chose Philadelphia.
No, I get it. And I get that's why people are torn. But the bottom line is this.
No, they're not torn. They get it.
They're torn because bottom line is win championships. Bryce Harper has been the most outspoken, the most Philly guy since I've been here.
Yep.
And now.
But he can control that. He can't control championships.
And now, I didn't say he could. I didn't say he could. But you asked me a question. You asked me, do I feel like if he doesn't bring a championship, is it a failure?
Yep.
And I do. Because he has the most influence in the clubhouse. And he is the one that. It feels like, from my perspective, that he has his fingers on the pulse of this team. And with that being said, if he's making the shots or calling the shots, the team should be better positioned to win a World Series.
So, I understand your point. There's a LeBron element. LeBron's done this.
LeBron pulled the strings to a lot of places.
He got guys paid, right? Now, the one difference is the one great basketball player can affect everything way more than the one great baseball player, right? Like, LeBron could do that. And he could just carry some guys he got overpaid to a championship because that's what he did. That's how great of a player he was in his prime. I feel like in the postseason, Bryce has done everything but win it. I mean, you look at his numbers and the moments, it's all there. It's not like he's choked it away. You know, I think this would be a different story, at least for me, if Bryce had stunk in the postseason.
Mm.
He hasn't. And I think part of the issue lately in the last two postseason series they've lost, right, the Mets and then Arizona, and I was looking at some of the numbers this morning, they've stopped pitching to him. Like, the teams have really said, you know what, we're done with this. We're going to make everybody else beat us. Castellanos and Alec Bohm, we're not pitching to Bryce Harper anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny part is, Hugh, he has chosen these teammates to a large extent, right? Like, not all of them, but he's chosen some.
Most of them.
They're going to have to help him win. Because it's not like he's not holding up his end of the bargain.
But see, that's the problem.
So it really, as the story writes itself, and especially if he is in decline, he's going to need them to help him become a success in everyone's eyes.
And to me, that's the problem. Because
they're not good enough.
you brought your boys along. Like, if I'm going to assemble a team, I'm going to try to get the best individuals that I can. And with that being said, if they're falling short, then I'm gonna take them to task. I'm going to call them to the carpet and be like, yo, you're here for a reason. You need to do better. Doesn't feel like that suburban energy.
Well,
it's a lot of that suburban energy.
It's ironic you bring that up. All right, coming up on the other side, a trade rumor we brought up yesterday during Lead It Off. We're going to come back to it because, hey, Philly, like when some of the Phillies at the trade deadline, you expect, well, they're just going to add. Well, what if they subtract someone from the everyday team? We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494 for a trade rumor out there, a name out there the Phillies could move on from by the July 31st trade deadline. Your calls on all of this. Bryce Harper, if the Phillies don't win a World Series in his tenure, will you consider it a success? I am. I would. I will. Hugh Douglas would not. And should Hugh go to the neighborhood block party tomorrow on July 4th? Of course he should. This is an easy yes. 215-592-949 with the trade rumor. Your call's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.